This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the DJV program, where we discuss, it's our daily jam with Victoria, Jennifer, Jay, and Doug. Yes, the daily jam. We discuss important issues like, what's your favorite jelly? Get it? Jam? Jelly?
Ba-dum-bum.
All right, so Jay, what's your favorite jelly or jam?
I don't like jelly or jam.
You don't?
I know, I don't. Blasphemous.
Oh, un-American.
Come back to me. I'll think of something.
Okay. Wait, I think about it. It's right there.
I'll lie about something.
Wait, do you eat toast? Do you eat toast?
Me? Yeah.
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 So you just put butter on it and that's it?
But butter or avocado. Guac. Give me that guac.
Oh, so you don't want anything sweet like with breakfast or with eggs?
Mm. No, I don't have a sweet tooth. I'm more of a savory person. Mm-hmm. So, like, donuts, breakfast pastries, croissants, no.
Yum.
Yeah, all the stuff Doug loves. That is a food group to Doug, yeah.
Wait a minute, I'm a healthy eater, come on.
Yeah.
All right, so, Victoria, you didn't tell us yours.
I like a lot of the berries, like a blackberry jam or gooseberry jam. Like, I like the jammy preserve kind of stuff.
We're doing a vision board here.
Don't make me gag on marmalade, though.
No, marmalade, yeah. Yeah.
And don't tell me, Doug, that you're a grape jelly guy, because grape jelly is so gross.
That's gross.
I like, it's blueberry, as a matter of fact. Blueberry. I like strawberry.
Blueberry.
why do you always make fun of me when I say blueberries?
Jen does.
What do you want?
It's a blueberry.
Well, yeah. I'm sure I'm saving breath by getting rid of one of the consonants. No,
what's
one of the
difference between jam and jelly, though?
Jam and jelly, I think it's so much
consistency.
Yeah,
it
sugar.
Have that gelatinous kind of, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Jam is better.
Thickness, in a manner of speaking. Okay, Tom Brady.
I don't want
Jennifer.
To answer. It's okay. Yeah, you
oh,
can ask
Jennifer. Oh, I'm sorry. How could I forget you? All right. And as many times we've had breakfast together, I'm not.
I typically don't use. I don't use.
I know
I'm not a jelly or jam person usually, but when I do, I like all the berries, like Victoria. But I also like. I think I like peach or apricot, and probably the best jelly that I've had lately from Trader Joe's was their apple cider jam. It was really, really good. Yeah.
Apple cider jam.
Good because it was tasty or sweet? What makes it good?
It was like little bits of apple, all just, it was really good. Mm-hmm. Had a little crunch
like,
to it, a little crunch.
I had some cinnamon apple oatmeal yesterday, and it has those little pieces of apple in it that are kind of good. Yeah, that makes good sense. Okay, can we now
Why were you asking us this?
Because I was having some jelly on top of a piece of... the other day when I was at Bob Evans with Jay's father in Cleveland, I had banana bread, and I didn't eat it all because I didn't know whether I was going to like it or not. That is, whether my sister was going to like it. So I just had a couple of bites, and I brought the rest of it with me because I love banana bread. And so I'm parsing it out. I had a little bit of banana bread with some blueberry jam on it, and it was quite tasty, frankly. So I was on my mind. Thank you, Victoria, for asking. Why, a lot of people
don't know why that took up 10 minutes of our show, but okay.
No, it only took up 3 minutes. Don't exaggerate, please.
Uh-huh.
Let's take up another 3 minutes with Tom Brady dropping a hint about retirement. Yes, no. What about it?
It doesn't mean this every year.
He did what he was in Boston, basically. Well, he said when he was talking about afterwards, you know, there's the reporters keep asking him this, and. So he keeps saying, well, I don't have any plans, but apparently it's his wife who's worried about him getting hit all the time, and he pays
a
lot of attention.
That's not new.
To
She's
her.
Been saying that for years because he's had so many concussions.
Well,
so,
I think he's got one more year in him. You got to go
so
to 45.
I mean, look how he played.
Yeah.
And he has
at least two more years.
It's not like people are looking at him feeling sorry for him, like, oh, that old guy needs to get on the field.
Yeah, he should hang it up.
They're scared of him.
Yeah. He waddles out onto the field. Like,
look what he just did on Sunday. Saturday night. No,
and
Sunday. Right?
Truly, it was the defense that lost that game. It was not Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think he's got as much in him as he wants to. I think people get to a point where is he going to be playing football at 60? Probably not.
So.
But he still loves to play.
If he can, he will. No doubt about that.
And what is he getting, $34 million a year from Tampa Bay? How much? He's got $293 million contract.
The smart thing for him is to take big contracts for single years at this point. Mm-hmm. So take big contracts, don't tie yourself down for multiple years, and just see how you feel. Go year by year. And I think Grunk will stay as long as he stays.
Yeah.
They're having fun together. It's just...
Yeah, they're playing well together. It's Yeah. He's not going anywhere.
This is a sexist comment I'll make right out front. I'm looking at his wife, who I've always thought needed a hamburger, but she's got a beautiful face.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
And she just looks at him,
people who likes to work out.
Well, but the other side, when you see the two of them look at each other, they really have it for each other, and that's kind of a wonderful thing. It's kind of like Victoria and Lewis, frankly.
Let's not single us out because you've never met Jay and Ryan together.
No, I'm just talking about.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say I would just take the compliment.
Take the compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Doug has seen you with your husband. He hasn't seen us.
No,
people
exactly.
who see us are like
seen
they
Jay and
lie.
Jeff.
Oh, there
I've
you
seen,
go.
Yeah.
Like multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing that up, Victoria.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
So Doug goes back to his original statement.
It's time for me to move on into the discussion going on between the Israelis and the Chinese. Here we go with the Chinese. How many people knew, they probably haven't, with all of my focus on China and the United States, I'd forgotten about how much dough floats around in Israel because they are a big power. Not only in the Middle East, but when it comes to the horsepower that goes along with technology, technological developments, technological brains, Israel's really got it, man. They have a huge economy. This little country is probably the most, for square inches, the most progressive technological country, economy in the world. And so the Chinese
creators.
Are pouring
That's
money.
The thing. Yeah, because the Chinese, and I'm not saying this is in a discriminatory way, but this is something that the Chinese government has talked about openly, that, you know, they're proud of being able to copy and knock off technology. And so it used to be great works of art, and that's ingrained in the culture of the Chinese people. And to be a great forger is something that, you know, gave everyone a status in the village. I mean, it goes back thousands of years. Now it's technology. And so it's odd to me that Israel, which are, you know, probably some of the best tech creators on the planet, that they would want to be in bed so, you know, so cuddly with China, who is just going to steal everything that they create. It's weird. But China's paying so much money for infrastructure in Israel. Yeah. And this is something, it's rare, right, that the Trump and Biden administrations agree on something, but they both have agreed on this, that this is something that concerns them, the level of Chinese investment in Israeli infrastructure. It's not something that the rest of us like.
Yeah, what would we have to talk about, though, if it wasn't for the bad guys like Putin and Xi Jinping, whatever his name is. The homeless situation in Los Angeles, Super Bowl coming up in a couple of weeks, and so I'm going out this weekend to help clean up. Jennifer, you want to join me? I'm going
to
help
clean
up.
Good luck to you, because there's just a mess around here.
TNT had a bunch of pictures, and
the people under the 405?
And just everywhere, anywhere near SoFi Stadium, they're doing a mess.
So insulting is that they're cleaning up because the Super Bowl is coming to town.
Right.
They're cleaning
not because it's the right
Olympics
thing to
are
do.
Coming to town.
Yeah.
Do you understand how ridiculous it is that we have the fifth largest economy on the planet and these dummies that are in charge of California allow people to just live on the streets?
Dummies, too nice a word for those people.
And they come out every once in a while and they might clean up an encampment every once in a while just for a photo op, and then they go back and nobody does anything about it. It is so sad. And I don't know. I was talking to, I did a bunch of toy drives with the California Highway Patrol around Christmas. And every single one of them just talks about the varying degrees of what homeless people
have to live with. The economy, people's health and well-being.
Forget that. It's a human rights issue. You know, everybody wants to talk about human rights and equity. How equitable is it for someone who's mentally ill to be peeing on himself in a street? I mean, it's just not. It's
no
gross.
One wants to deal with the root causes. No.
Yeah, nobody wants to deal with mental illness and drug addiction, so they throw money at it. They go, gosh, we don't know why homeless people aren't staying in hotels when we hand them a key. Well, because they're not in the right frame of mind. And until you fix that, you're never going to fix the problem. But this police officer, this California Highway Patrol officer, says that these some of these encampments, they're like geniuses. They can tap into power lines. And they hook up their tents with power. He said he's walked into places where people have, like, stolen big-screen TVs, and they've got big-screen TVs up in their tent.
In
like, some of them live like kings in a tent. Mm-hmm. They just don't want to live in four walls, I guess.
Yeah. It really is. I go hot and cold, as you know. I love the energy of Southern California. My children, my grandchildren are there. So I would normally spend, and I have since 1993, spent the winter in California with my children. Last year I didn't because of COVID. This year I couldn't find a place that I liked that I could afford. And I didn't, you know, my children have been saying to me, you know, Dad, why don't you go rent a place in Florida for a month or so the rest of the winter? Because the winter's getting miserable here. We got snow again today, and it's just cold and blah.
Why does your family push you away from them?
No, they're not pushing me away. They just say it's easier
like,
for me
go to Florida, Dad.
No, that's not the motivation, and you know it. They just want me to be out of the warmth. I mean,
try Siberia.
Yeah, right.
Australia's nice this time of year.
Yeah. Go start warm it up for us, and we'll meet you there.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that the homeless situation is getting this much attention. What, you thought that these idiots that run Los Angeles and California thought the news media wasn't going to know or pay attention to the cleanup?
Well, and instead of fixing it, they want to do universal health care for illegals and legals, which is going to raise taxes on average $12,000 a household. Can anybody afford that?
Well, some of the treatment, actually, though, could probably help a lot of the people who are homeless who don't have health insurance.
But many of them don't want to do it. They like the way they live.
It's got to be forced is what it is, and nobody wants to talk about forcing it.
All right,
well, then that would be a mandate, right?
Yes,
it would be a conservatorship like Britney Spears.
Give them a shot. Okay, it's 18 after this, the DJV show.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. And it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I like that. Everybody, you ladies like the using what's going on as an intro to Jay and her trending info here. Social media, Twitter and Instagram at DJV Show, Facebook.com/DJV Show. What are you getting for responses to that picture of me and your father in the snow, Jay?
Tell me more about myself, Jay.
Yes, tell me more. Tell me more. Thank you, Victoria.
Well, when asked whose hair matches the snow better, a lot of people were quick to point out that you were wearing a hat, and so that wasn't a fair question. Because you can really see all of your hair.
Really?
Darn it.
Okay.
It looked cold in that picture. That's all I can say.
Yeah. It was stunning. Cold. I was so jealous.
Really?
As much as you hate the cold, I hate the heat. Yeah, so let's just switch. I'll live winters for you, Doug, and you can live the summers for me.
I'm not. You don't mind if I don't go to Nashville, though.
You do, you boo.
Okay, so let's get to Idris. I never pronounced this guy's name right. Idris Elba.
Yeah, sounds perfect. Like
an island off the coast of Greece. Anyway, he's part of the conversation, apparently. And I think this is good. I think he'd be a great James Bond. So, and he is a good actor. So what? How are the pieces fitting together here? What are the gossipy things, the trending things?
Isn't this kind of exciting? Some of the producers for James Bond they were on a podcast last week, and it was asked about who's going to be the new Bond, and they were kind of saying that they just want to let Daniel Craig's last film, No Time to Die, run its course. Yes, they want to live in this moment and let that finish off, and then they'll start working on storylines and casting. But apparently, Idris Elba's name is officially... He's not going to be the next James Bond for sure, but his name has been added to a short list, apparently.
He'd be good. He's being talked
about for it, and this isn't the first time. Back in 2014 was kind of when people have started talking about Idris Elba as a possible black James Bond, and he had even come out and said he would love to be a James Bond. He'd love to play James Bond, and he was actually really disappointed and hurt by a lot of reactions where people refused to see him as a fictional character.
Well, because most of that stuff is racially based.
I think I'd like him a lot better than Daniel Craig. He just looks more sparkly.
I did like Daniel Craig. But who I don't like is that little worm, Holland. What is there? A lot of people are talking
Tom
about
Holland?
Him. He's too young. He's
Spider-Man?
Kind of He's a smarmy little
spider. I didn't see him.
He's not smarmy.
He's great.
You know nothing about him. He
I watched an interview with him.
He's the sweetest guy.
I don't like him. So,
oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I'm
he's
a
Spider-Man.
Fan.
He's also not going to be James Bond.
Yeah, I wouldn't like him as the James Bond character. I don't think he could hold his own yet, but he is.
Right, so who are some of the other names, though, in this podcast, the podcast called Crew Call? What are some of the other prominent names floating around beside Idris Elba that have been discussed?
Oh, no, this was in the podcast where they were saying that they didn't want to focus on casting anybody yet. They just wanted to live in the moment and let Daniel Craig finish off as James Bond and right into the sunset.
Mm-hmm. It also hasn't even, I think it just hit streaming, whatever, the No Time to Die. So, and it's still like $20. So, they're smart to do it because if you're already moving on and talking about the next James Bond, it takes some steam away
from the starch out of this. Yeah, you're right about that. I just don't like the way it ended. Frankly.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, so don't say what the ending is.
Is it really a spoiler alert at this point?
Wait a minute.
No, I mean, I don't want to know how. I know it dies. I get it.
Yeah.
But just, I don't need details.
Really?
I can just watch it for myself, yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then whenever we discuss what happens at the end, see, now I'm tempted. You're tempting me to do the spoiler because
you're such
said,
a middle child.
Don't blurt it out.
Dare him not to do it, and that's all he wants to do. You are such a middle child.
That's the old expression where there's smoke, there's fire, right? So, all right, anyway, I won't give away any more of that, at least while we're on the air. Maybe off the air I might do a little of it, but.
No.
We don't have time now because it's 28 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review a challenge to the consideration of skin color in college admission decisions. The court said Monday it would consider a pair of lawsuits alleging that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina discriminate against Asian American applicants. Journalist Pete Williams on CNBC.
And it could result in a decision that either bans it completely or vastly scales it back.
The two lawsuits filed by Students for Fair Admissions, a Virginia-based group, says skin color should play no part in the admissions process. As Omicron cases fall across America, WHO health officials are now warning about a new variant being called the Stealth Omicron. The World Health Organization is reporting cases of BA.2 in more than 40 countries, including the United States, India, Germany, and Australia. BA.2 is a subvariant of Omicron. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
As Russia is poised to attack its neighbor, Ukraine, many Americans are asking, how did we get here? One professor is putting the blame squarely on the Biden administration and their decision to remove the United States from energy independence. In October of 2017, the U.S. imported only 18,000 barrels of oil a day from Russia. In October of 2021, we now import 206,000 barrels a day from Russia, giving them the power and finances to act aggressively. Associate professor at King's College, Brian Brenberg on Fox News, explains the energy equation.
We've got a big problem right now because as President Biden has pulled back production in the United States on energy resources, it has handed power to Russia. Think about that. We have handed power to Russia. We have handed power to Middle Eastern countries. This could have been a year when the president says, let's get production back online. Let's make sure that the U.S. retains its energy independence. Let's make sure that we can provide the world's needs on energy. Instead, we have handed all of that to the Middle East and Russia. And now, look, this reaping the rewards of that. Europe's reaping the rewards. They are heavily dependent on Russian oil. That's not going to change in the near term. It's a huge point of leverage for Vladimir Putin. So we have an energy problem. If you want to understand what's going on in Ukraine, you got to look at energy markets. It all starts right there.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Phil says it's time for us to get back into the action, ladies, so let's do it. Phil McGinn is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. Jennifer's in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jay Kirshner is down in where is it? Oh, it's Nashville. That's right, yeah. With the Cats. Remember that song?
No.
Am I dating myself? You don't remember Nashville Cats?
Nashville with the Cats?
No, come on. Phil, find that song.
Said.
Well, there's a song called Nashville Cats.
Okay.
That was a big pop hit. Because I drove halfway across the country over the weekend and back again, I was listening to Sirius XM's 50s and 60s channel and 70s with the J-Bo, the interesting characters that are now, so they don't have any disc jockeys on the 50s channel. And I try to find good stations, like I'm trying to find stations that carry this program. As I said yesterday, listening to the Finger Lakes stations as I came through there on Sunday night, it's just kind of cool. It puts things into perspective, but you can't, you know, you don't stay. If you're moving at 60 or 70 miles an hour, you don't stay with a station too long. So if I'm in the mood, and I was, to sing along. I spent more time. Daisy was sitting in the front seat next to me, and I'm singing to her. Well, I never felt more like crying all night when everything's right. No. When everything's wrong, but nothing ain't right. You know, that kind of stuff from the 60s and from the 50s. It was just fun. So when I heard this song.
She must have been so happy to get home.
Come on. Well, we had a nice.
She's like, this guy's crazy.
She was happy to get home. She likes it when she's home. Wait, did you find the song?
Nashville cats, they clean this country water. Nashville cats, play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville cats, been playing since age babies. Nashville cats, get
worked. You never heard this song in Nashville, please, Jay.
I have not, but it reminds me of, like, a jingle for a litter box commercial. Am I the only one getting that vibe?
That could be good. It reminds me of, like, a song from that era, but that just doesn't have...
As number one during this week in 1967, as a matter of fact, 11 Spoonful had number of hits, and this was one of the big ones. I just thought it was kind of a cool song. All right, anyway, enough of that. Let's keep moving here. There's a cruise ship which has been diverted to the Bahamas, not because of COVID, which is the surprise. You're all like, well, I guess because they all get COVID. No.
They're deadbeats.
The owner of the ship is a deadbeat, and they owe $4 or $5 million in unpaid fuel bills. So this is a it's a lot of people on this ship that you're going to have to get from the Bahamas to Miami. But how are they going to settle the bill, because they won't be able to get any passengers? You know, if they keep stiffing, you stiff the fuel people in America, so then what? You're going to stiff the people in the Bahamas, and then where are you going to go from there?
It doesn't seem to be a being, but can you imagine being a passenger? I mean, this was a cruise ship. We don't know how many people were on it, because people were taking to Facebook and posting about it.
700,
like, they think they're on their way to docking, and then all of a sudden, whoop. How come the land is getting farther away? Like, and you end up being held captive by a boat that won't pay its fuel.
You become like, you're on the run with these.
Yeah,
people.
Yeah, exactly.
You remember the song "Band on the Run"? Boat on the Run. We can have substitute the lyric line. Anyway, it's not clear yet what they're going to do. The company website says the vehicle can carry 848 people. Was supposed to be in Miami over the weekend, but a federal judge issued an arrest warrant for the ship. So
apparently,
maritime
once it
law
enters American waters, then they literally board your ship and take over. It's
see you later. What is the I'm confused. Is the law 200 miles off the coast or 12? I've heard both over the years, and I don't honestly know.
I don't know
what. What the rule is, or somebody
200 seems like, far, doesn't it? Yeah, 12 seems more likely because, and the only reason I know this, and this is morbid, is when my friend's dad passed away last year. His final wish was to have his ashes spread at sea, and she said the rigmarole, like most people, I guess, just go out if they have a boat and just dump some ashes. I know people have done that too. But she said she didn't have a boat, and she had to go down to Florida and deal with all this, and she had to go at least 8 miles offshore, and so she had to so she basically gave up on it. She was like, I'd have to charter a boat. I have to be at least 8 miles offshore. I think it was 10 miles in order to dump anything, like to actually spread ashes. It's a whole big thing, but I would guess 12 miles might be the rule, because 200 sounds ridiculous.
I like it if we own 200 miles off the coast, keep the riffraff out. Or just anything else. So, anyway.
I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
Speaking of the sea, there's a long-running case of a deep-sea treasure hunter named Tommy Thompson. You familiar with this story? He's been in jail for 6 years for refusing to disclose the whereabouts of the gold coins that he managed to find just 20,000 leagues under the sea and hide them someplace. He discovered the SS Central America, known as the Ship of Gold, back in 1988. This was a ship that was from the Gold Rush era, was bringing gold around, went all the way down to South America and came back up. and it was lost off the coast of South Carolina in a hurricane in 1857. And there were literally tons of gold aboard the ship. So the investors, you know, there's always somebody, these things are going on all the time, all around the world. Some investor will put up the money because the explorer says, okay, I can find you gold or frankincense.
Didn't Paul Allen, wasn't he big on that?
Yes, he had a ship. He had a ship.
Or still has it, maybe?
He may still have it. Yeah, yeah. Right. Did he die?
He did, I think. And then, but they discovered a lot of really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Right.
With his expedition. So, yeah.
Right. So anyway, there's a lawsuit against the feds. Meanwhile, Thompson, who's 69 years old now, is in jail.
Why is he in jail?
Because he won't tell them where the money is. The money supposedly
isn't it
the feds claim. Well, the feds claim it's part of the treasury, and the lawyers say no, it's not.
How can they prove what it is?
I don't know. But there are over 500 coins minted from the gold in the gold rush, and this is probably worth, some of them are $2.5 million a piece.
Wow.
And if there are 500 of them, you do the math. And then apparently the folks in Belize, the ship landed or stopped in Belize on its way back, and some of the gold coin ended up there. So anyway, this stuff is, I'm guessing by reading between the lines, that he buried the stuff all over the place. Not one place, but here, there, and everywhere. And,
well, what can you ever do with it? I mean, where you can't, like, take your gold coin to
go to the dark
web. Kroger.
Yeah,
you can't, like, just go and go, hey, can I get this in 20s and singles? Like, Coinstar.
It doesn't work that way. Swap it out for crypto.
Can you imagine going to the Coinstar machine with your gold?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you do with it?
The largest gold ingot that was ever offered at auction, let's see here, went for $2.16 million through Heritage Auctions in Dallas. So whatever, you know, whoever, the family, this is the crazy thing. However, the original family of the captain or the owner of the boat back in the 18-whatevers, they're involved in this suit as well because they want a piece of it. Again, do the math. $2+ million for every coin, and there's 500 of them. So there's a lot to be arguing about here. A couple of people have probably had a slow walk on a short pier over this at some point. I'm sure there's a few bodies buried with regard to this. Anyway, that's kind of a nice thing. It's like winning the lottery, in a manner of speaking. That's the other thing, singing along in the truck coming back from Iowa this weekend. I also, every time I stop to get gas, there's a big sign in the window, $386 million or whatever it is now. And I didn't.
Did you buy a lottery ticket?
I didn't want to take the time because I always fill out numbers. I don't do it the short way. Just give me a quick pick.
I think it would have been fun to do a quick pick at every stop.
Every place
because,
you stop.
Because, you know, yeah, it's like so random where usually they're picked.
Why didn't you suggest that to me while I was traveling?
Because you didn't ask me. I would have told you.
Thank you.
I'm here for you.
There's a new space telescope. Remember we were talking about this last month? When did this thing launch? It was a couple of months ago. The new telescope is out 1 million miles away from Earth. It went up last month. The James Webb Space Telescope. Remember, we talked about that here. It went up from Cape Kennedy.
It moved into its final position now.
Yeah.
It's sort of been like a process.
But again, to blow your mind, this thing is 1 million miles away from Earth now. And they hit a switch for 5 seconds to change the orbit. And then it took 5 minutes for it to get there. Or I'm not sure. It's 5 minutes. They hit the thrusters for 5 minutes, and it took 5 seconds for the signal to get to the telescope. I'm not sure what the order is here. But either, no matter what, whether it's 5 minutes or 5 seconds, can you imagine being 1 million miles away from Earth, and that signal, which is the same as the 5G that's going to destroy your body, is out in space now.
But you're okay with it being in space.
I'm fine for it. I'm absolutely thrilled. $10 billion observatory. It is being meticulously aligned There are infrared detectors on it that have to be put in place so that they can start their observations in the summertime. It's just amazing how successful these people have been. And it goes back to basically America, not, I mean, we're talking about technology in Israel, how smart some people are, how good people are. And it, I mean, not just being smart about this, but just there are so many smart people in the world. How come there's so many dumb things going on? That's what it blows
my
mind.
Isn't that the truth? I know.
It really is.
Because a lot of the smart ones are doing things to work against us, right? A lot of them are.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. They're not the right kind of smart. I guess maybe that's the problem. The DJV download, speaking of smart listening, we have all kinds of things. I was looking at some of the, actually I found, Jay, you'll be happy, when I was, after I left your father at lunch on Sunday, I got out my iPhone and I decided to find the DJV download so that I have this truck and I can plug the things into it and I can hear it on the speakers of the truck. So I was listening to a couple
Bluetooth?
Of the...
Bluetooth? Is that what you're describing, Bluetooth? No, he doesn't even know what that. Never mind. Continue.
Of course I know what it is. You're like you're talking like I was a simpleton or something. I didn't know how
you
make this work.
In a very simpleton way, just described what... Never mind. Go
anyway, the DJV downloads, for those of you who are interested, recent ones focusing on Meatloaf passing away and Adele postponing her Vegas residency, which has all of us chagrined in a manner of speaking. Members of Congress earning higher than average return on their stock investments. Gee, duh, why is that happening? The business venture we talk about between Pete Davidson and Colin Jost, kind of a fun thing. A lot of really fun things, interesting, important things. If you want to hear the whole show, catch the download every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calidran targets all over our body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calidran just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calidran work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable. so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now 53 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen welcoming you in to another chapter of DJV Health with Jack Stockwell here, a focus on vitamin K. This is one of those vitamins, I think I've asked you about this, I certainly have talked about it on the air, off the air, because I was told my father died of a stroke because he had too much vitamin K in his system. Remember, I've told you this, I had this guilty thing, he'd been working in my garden and he picked a bunch of spinach and he brought it home and ate it in a salad, and then he had a stroke.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the vitamin K. Why don't you explain what vitamin K does and why I was concerned about, well, yeah, you don't have to look into my brain, but the information. Well, you have looked in my brain. Jax looks, when Jax examined me, he says, look into my eyes. Or maybe that's Mary who says, look into my eyes. Yeah. At any rate,
vitamin K. As I'm sure everybody knows, vitamins get their name by the letter in the order in which they were discovered.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Really?
Vitamin A was the first vitamin discovered.
Who discovered it and when?
Back around just after World War One. Really? Prior to that, they knew there were vital substances that were occurring in food. They just hadn't identified it.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. This is earth-shaking information.
I've never heard this.
Somebody who's been taking supplements for years, maybe I wasn't curious enough to ask, how did vitamins get named? Why is it vitamin A? I thought it was the content. So now you're telling us something
that
is
different.
Yeah,
it's the order in which they were discovered.
Wow. Okay.
In fact, vitamin D was thought to be one of the B vitamins at one time.
Really?
And, you know, and as more laboratory sophistication improved, you know, after 1900... then they were able to discover more and more of this stuff. Like vitamin B, there's a whole mess of vitamin Bs all the way up.
Yes.
In fact, there's about 30 of them.
It's confusing.
But we've numbered them up to 17. But there's several others that just, you know.
So is there such a thing as a catch-all vitamin B? Or I know I take vitamin B12 at your suggestion.
Yeah.
I take
vitamin B from food.
Mm-hmm.
They're all there together. The vitamin B family is present all together.
So this is... All right, where do we, vitamin
just
K.
Some foods. Now, vitamin K, There's a certain cascade that goes inside the bloodstream that allows clotting to take place. That cascade starts with the presence of calcium. And then vitamin K has an awful lot to do with the ability of the body to clot. And the reason I brought this up is because some Dutch researchers have just found out that people who have severe COVID-19 may very well be having very low levels of vitamin K.
See, this is very important. Listen up to this, because this is another way for you to combat it. But then you have that balance, because if vitamin K is a clotter, and you're older, and you take it, and your blood stick could be a problem, right?
Well, and also, vitamin K is very associated with the accelerated, what's called elastin degradation. Elastin is what allows the blood vessels to expand when they need to expand. And we know that the vaccines are causing something called microclotting that's going on. And so in 123 patients in a hospital in the Netherlands, as well as compared to 184 control patients, they found that the patient's levels of vitamin K and the elastin degradation were found in patients with the virus who had unfavorable outcomes. And they had significantly higher levels of a particular protein that indicates low levels of vitamin K. Now they didn't just turn around and start giving these people vitamin K to treat the COVID-19, because that'll be in the next, an intervention trial is probably going to be the next thing that they do, and administering higher levels of vitamin K. But vitamin K just comes with our green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes, you know, there's, it shows up in a lot of different aspects of our food intake. But that's one of the reasons why we have green leafy vegetables, or we're eating something that ate green leafy vegetables.
So, if I worried about my father having too much spinach.
The spinach, no. Well, he was, and based on my experience, Doug, he was on the edge. There's a lot of things that could have triggered that.
A lot of times
what they do is they look back, well, what's happened in the last 24, 48 hours, 7 days? Mm-hmm. And so he had a huge spinach salad. A huge spinach salad would only affect somebody like your father in that condition if he were already on the edge.
Got it.
Because there's
okay.
thousands of people eating that much spinach every day with no clots.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, brought to you in part by the folks that bring you the safest way to lose weight and keep it off. Healthy weight loss equals Calitrin. And to find out all about, it's like the old town crier, hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. Go to toploss.com and see the story of Calitrin. There's plenty of it in stock. They're not having any supply issue problems. People that want to support their weight loss program by keeping the weight off the natural way, you want Calitrin for that. Find it at toploss.com and check out using the discount code D.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.